Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's not easy to leave your home, even when people there are trying to kill you. Dr. Wonder, like everyone else, struggled with the choice. His hospital had next to no supplies. COVID's third wave was ravaging the population, and he couldn't even get oxygen to treat sick patients. All around him was death and fear, but he still wanted to stay.
Actually, I don't want to leave my country. Because if we just live like that, our country will go back to before centuries, you know?
Yeah.
You know? They control everything.
Yeah.
We have to just queue. Right? We have to just make a queue to get a petroleum. We have faith in our young age. I don't want to feel that feeling again.
Yeah.
Not for me, not just for me, not for our people, for our new generation. I've got two younger sons. Yes, one is a 5 year, one is a 8 years.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I just want to fight until my last breath. But I can't tolerate because they are trying. Because, you know, as an underground movement, I'm trying my best.
From Yauk, the decision to go was made for him. By the top middle.
We are making the meeting with him. He is in under control at those times.
Oh,
he's
under
control, yes, at those times. So we're making a meeting, then asking him, did he save or not, you know, at those times. And at the end of the meeting, he told me that he was going to the inside. Oh, at the time, oh shit, holy shit, he was arrested.
Yeah.
So at those time, I was living in Yangon, and the government, the military also announced the remain to arrest.
Yeah.
Remain to arrest. So I think all of my things that you have to go because you have all of the data. So you have to go. So I decided to go.
Okay.
Andy and the boys made the decision to abandon their apartment and head for Karen territory, and eventually Thailand, once one of their protest friends was arrested by the government. His phone was on him when he got caught, potentially exposing all of them. After a harrowing drive into the jungle and several days among the Karen, they succeeded in finding a people smuggler to get them across the border without getting stuck in one of the refugee camps operated by the Thai government.
3 days later, we were trying to cross at nighttime. And these guys said, okay, you know, you go in, you cross, you get to Thailand the same night. And we thought, okay, you know, and we swim across the river. It was very scary. But for me, I've done it like three times. So it was a little bit, I thought it was going to be better, but it was more stressful because I had them, right? So I was like, if it was me alone, maybe I could, you know, whatever happened, I would find a way out. I'm not sure if I could do that with three other people, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was quite nervous. We paid, what, 5,000 baht each? Hold on, I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
It is not cheap.
That's
it is not cheap.
Bribe.
It is
a significant bribe.
It's
a good day's
work for No, but because that's the thing. It's not
like
just one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just one person.
The person that
goes, crossed us from the river, from Yawri to this side is one, and then from there to the no man's land is another one, right?
So.
Yeah, we saw the soldier, we're like, we're fucked.
Alex stayed and fought, or attempted to fight, with the Karen. But most of the time, all he did was stand sentry. Worry about getting enough to eat, or wonder when he'd get his hands on something better than a squirrel rifle.
I feel kind of useless because we don't have, like, enough guns, you know, like, so by the time, like, there was a, like, airstrike happening in Likiko, I thought, like, oh, we gonna have to, like, go and, you know, like, fight them now, but instead, like, we have to pack our stuff and move to a deeper jungle.
Yeah.
So we were like kind of like refugees with uniforms. But yeah, you know, if I'm just keep staying there, like if we are just going to keep running away like this, like I don't want to stay there. I want to do something about the needs, like, you know, like the main needs in our camp is the weapons guns. So I want to like come here and like, you know, like work for that.
He called his unit Refugees with Uniforms, and that's about what they were. This is why rebels like Miok and Daddy UMCD are so motivated to find a way to reliably print functional semi-automatic weapons. The Karin are desperately underarmed, and yet they've been able to hold off the military for decades. If the Karin and other ethnic organizations were able to build functional arms production infrastructure alongside the new rebels with the PDF, they'd have a real chance at victory. If they succeed in building this, the repercussions around the world could be massive. That is, however, a story for another day.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Seeing this kind of conflict isn't good for you. Nobody's supposed to live through this kind of stuff. And certainly not when they're just kids. Even in a rich country replete with therapists and VA clinics, thousands of US veterans live every day with PTSD. The difference for them is that they went to war. In Myanmar, war comes to you.
Right.
And then there's another one, which is this one. And I did the first part, and I'm too scared to do the second part. So. Yeah, I mean, this is fucked up. Like, every time I have to do it, I get my head get fucked. Like, that's one of the guy, and so that's in Yangon, in the protest. That's one of the night where, that's one of the day, but about 100 people we kill, over 100 people. You can see in the video, they come in, and you will see that the military, how the military came in and how they were trying to, I'm not sure if I have it anymore, maybe here. They surrounded and they killed everyone.
What they've seen has bonded the boys. They do anything for each other, and have already done things that most of us can't imagine. When one of their mothers wanted to take him home, he felt helpless without them. When the rest of them crossed, one of their mums came back to get him. Without them, and stuck in a country falling apart, he didn't want to keep going. Every day, he watched soldiers outside himself, popping Yaba pills. Yaba's a meth-based drug that soldiers are often given by the military. He worried they'd kill him. His brother-in-law was arrested and tortured just for having a lighter.
Can you remember what it felt like when your mum came to take you home?
He kept saying he's going to fucking kill himself for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I told my mom, I will come to Yangon. I will kill all.
Yeah.
I kill myself.
He wasn't in a good space.
I live in Tianjin, Yangon. Mm-hmm. That's really dangerous. Yeah. That's like the military space.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
So he was saying that if he has to go back, he was telling us, like, you know, now he's alone. Like, he doesn't even have us anymore. And so he was saying, like, he's going to go out to the protest and he's going to try to kill the cops, right? The soldiers, the police. And it was very difficult, like, for us too, like, because we know his mom can't really, like, help him with that stuff. You know, we can, but she really wanted to take him, so.
Over time, they chatted on the phone, and he felt better. But now he's here, with the boys. It's him playing his guitar and the music you heard.
He got a little better at coping with this in a good way. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you're young and you see people killing people like this terribly, you have some dark, fucked up thoughts yourself too, right? Like, I could do this to someone too and stuff like that. So he's struggled a lot with that for a long time. And I think the worst thing was being alone. He was alone. He couldn't talk to his mom about all these things, right? He was paranoid. Yeah. He was scared. He was traumatized. So, I mean, you should see, like, the first time it's been 5 months since he's here. But the first few months, it was very difficult. But, I'm kind of, like, I talk to them all the time about this because I know talking helps with these steps. Like, and especially when you all feeling the same thing. It's like, you know, and I think our ways of coping with this is like, we talk about it, but like kind of in like a joking way, like we put humor in it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to deal with it. Like,
to get through those hard days on his own, looking down at men who wanted him dead, he picked up a cheap acoustic guitar. When he got back, he began teaching the others. If you hadn't picked it up, they're pretty good. When we went out to the pool bar at night, in between kicking our asses, the boys would look up at the stage. It was occupied by a pretty second-rate cover band. For whatever reason, probably not helped by the incredibly rough Tai Chi we'd been smashing back, I looked at them looking at the stage on our last night, and I wanted to cry. Teenage kids shouldn't be caught picking up guns to fight, or picking up cameras to film their friends dying. They should be doing what I was doing when I was a teenager, which is making a complete prick of myself on a stage with a guitar. One day, hopefully soon, they'll be able to sing happy songs again, and the war will just be a memory.
I start learning guitar.
Then, when you arrived here?
No.
Before,
home.
Yeah.
I don't have friend for talk.
Yeah.
I don't talk with my mom, like, so I start learning guitar.
Yeah. Good.
Their bond is so close now. They're barely ever apart. It's a lot of responsibility for Andy, who's just 22 himself. but he wouldn't want it any other way, and neither would they. One night, Andy and Sarah have appointments, and so Robert and I take the boys for dinner. It's a lot of fun, and actually a lot of food, but when we talk to them about their options as refugees who might be able to come to the US, one thing is clear. They don't want to be apart.
For me, it's like, I'd rather fucking take bullet than any of them. Yeah. Because if they die or if something happened to them, I am in so much trouble, you know what I mean? But I know that's what they want to do. Like, if the mom trap him in Yangon and he doesn't do anything and the revolution's over, he's going to feel so much regret, you know, like, for not being involved in this. Yeah. Like, yeah. And that's, for me, it's like, people, if people want to fight, like, you know, like, we shouldn't keep them. We shouldn't just say,
I'm gone.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's been a few months since we got back from Maisont. It's the rainy season there now, and that makes fighting, reporting, harder. Amira is still stuck in Maisont. It's not safe for her to go back to a country where her family wants her dead. But it's not possible for her to leave Maisont either. Without travel documents, something the UNHCR would have to issue, she's stuck in a little room in a hotel. It's not a great place for a young woman, and it's even worse when she has to watch her friends continue to struggle without her. We both wrote to the UN and the various embassies on her behalf, but months later, we've heard nothing. This is typical of a lot of refugees. They're often presented as a faceless mass of humanity bereft of hope. But each of them has a story, and those refugee camps along the border between Thailand and Myanmar are full of stories. Some of those are stories of fear, some of heroism, and some of tragedy. But until things change at the UN, all of those stories aren't being told.
The 3D-printed firearms Miao and his colleagues are working on have made massive progress over the last few months. But even though 3D-printed guns cost a small fraction of the price of an M16 or an AK-47, the pro-democracy forces are still desperately underfunded. They're at war with the state, but they don't have any of the apparatus of the state with which to fight back. Instead, the Gen Z rebels have turned once again to the internet. Alongside crowdfunding campaigns like Liberate Myanmar, they've developed a more innovative fundraising method that allows for donations even from people who don't have any money. Instead of soliciting cash donations, risking exposing their donors, they began using a method that they call Click to Donate, where supporters could help the rebels by clicking on adverts on certain videos and websites in order to generate advertising revenue. It's used to fund everything from weapons purchases to shelter for the tens of thousands of eternally displaced people in Myanmar. I spoke to several people in Myanmar who asked not to be named for their own safety, but are very familiar with the funding of the PDF. One of them told me, Click to Donate started to support government staff who had decided to join the civil disobedience movement. Government staff are always low paid, and so they were not very financially stable in the beginning. The funds from Click to Donate allow these workers to strike without pay. After a few weeks of being on strike, financial concerns were weakening the movement, and people were being forced to work or starve. Younger pro-democracy activists responded by setting up YouTube channels, and then using the anti-coup Telegram channels to direct millions of views and ad clicks to them from across the country and from supporters abroad. The resulting advertising revenue allowed them to fund the civil disobedience movement and later to equip the PDF. By December of 2021, these clicks were yielding an income of about 500 million kyats, about $28,000, every day.
The military junta responded to this, an international indignation at videos of protesters being massacred in the street, by tripling data prices and throttling internet connection speeds. Pro-democracy keyboard warriors responded with viral content that required less bandwidth, including writing personal finance blogs to attract a U.S. audience that was unknowingly supporting a revolution with its clicks. People in Myanmar also began to use VPNs to access the internet. This helped them get around some of the junta's restrictions, and also yielded a higher advertising payment per click on a given advert. Websites like Digital Revolution allow users to find content that supports pro-democracy rebels and click on it, lending their support with nothing more than a broadband connection and a few seconds of their time. Alongside their videos and websites, the Gen Z rebels also launched games. At first, they were just simple little online phone app games that would let you throw darts at the coup leader or something. One source told us that these games didn't just support the rebels through funding, but also provided a little bit of mental health care. You know, at least people could virtually kill the folks in their city and their home who were ruining their lives. And at the same time, the games earned them money, and that money went to fund the PDF.
The most impressive of these games is the recently launched War of Heroes, which you can buy for just a dollar on the Apple and Google App Stores if you want to check it out. In the game, which is available in Burmese or English, a player can fight as a man or a woman, and take on government troops and even zombies. The money donated via these games and adverts doesn't just go into a black hole, according to the sources I spoke to. We have a Click to Donate Facebook page, they said, and regularly we release financial statements on the Facebook page, saying, like, this month we gave 10 million kyats to that group. I spoke to Billy Ford, a program officer for the Burma team at US Institute of Peace. He says this kind of innovation is what's allowed the pro-democracy movement to survive in Myanmar since it was last violently suppressed in 1988. Activists and resistance movements in Myanmar have, historically, been an example to the world of creative, strategic, and resilient models of activism, he said. This post-2021 movement has taken that to a new level, enabling it to defy all historical precedent and sustain an anti-coup movement for more than 18 months now, actually gaining ground against a regime with an enormous structural advantage. Rather than seeing their lack of weapons and funds as a fatal flaw, Ford says that the highly online rebels have looked for areas where they could outflank the aging generals who stole their futures from them. The movement has leveraged its comparative advantages, large numbers of people with time and tech savvy to raise money, he says. This tactic, although unusual, has been a great success, according to Ford. The approach has grown enormously, with one of the video games, for example, rising to become the number two paid app on the App Store at one point.
However, all the clicks in the world might not be enough to sweep the rebels into Mandalay and return the country on its path towards democracy. Sources inside Myanmar say that less and less revenue is generated by a Myanmar IP address, and that they have had to encourage members of the People's Click Force to install VPNs to make their clicks appear to come from the US or Europe. Sometimes the traffic is so massive that YouTube's algorithm mistakes it for an artificial intelligence botnet. They're looking, they tell me, at pivoting towards affiliate links and the sort of content-driven commerce that has swept the US media thanks to the success of sites like The Wirecutter. Meanwhile, on the ground, PDF forces are regularly getting the better of the Tatmadaw in small arms conflict, but coming off worse when they can't defend themselves against the Russian jets which the junta uses to bomb civilian and military targets. Without man-portable anti-aircraft systems, the rebels are sitting ducks. The world has sent thousands of these to Ukraine, and none to people in Myanmar fighting the same battle for democracy against the same Russian jets. Despite this, they're not discouraged. PDF rebels tell me they have been scouring the internet, and they're working on a solution that doesn't need the apparatus of support of a state, and instead relies on stable broadband and the increasing ingenuity they've shown in 18 months of revolution. Democracy, type word, dream, I just show no. Oh, do ye call no ye? As I need it, dang ye.
Hi everyone. It's me again, James. Don't worry, I'm not coming to you at the end of a series to report something tragic like I did in our last Myanmar series. I'm just recording this little message at the end to say that we're very grateful to Daniel and Ian for all their hard work on this. We've gone through countless edits for this particular project, and they've done a lot of hard work to get it to you in the form that you listened to it today and for the last week. We also want to say that although this appears to be a podcast written and recorded by Robert and I, that Andy is very much a co-author, and that none of this would have been possible without him. As we said, Andy's not his real name, and we can't put his real name in the credits because we're worried for his safety. But his work has been invaluable, and without him, none of what you've heard would be possible.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.